Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. Our brand new Planet Boom album, Sound of Victory, is now available on all streaming platforms. Go check it out and let these new songs bless you. Now, let's jump into this week's podcast.
You know, today is Pentecost Sunday, the day that we remember the Holy Spirit being given to us, but also it is the birthday of the church. Turn to your neighbor and say, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Come on, happy birthday. It's a significant day in our Christian calendar because it marks the birth of the church. It marks us receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit that was promised to us to empower us, to invigorate us, to give us life and life more abundantly, to give us a great purpose, a gift that's available to all of us, a gift that's available to you and me and to every generation to come. The Bible says in Joel chapter 2, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old man shall dream dreams and your young man shall see visions. Today, the topic of message is very simple. It's just Pentecost. The promise, turn to your neighbor and say, the promise, posture, and purpose. See, the Holy Spirit has been given to us as a promise. John chapter 14, verse 16 says, and I'll ask the Father, and He'll give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, to be with you forever. Skip to verse 18, it says, I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, bereaved, and helpless. I will come back to you. That is a promise. Don't you ever say, that is a promise. Verse 26 of the same chapter says, but the comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things and He'll cause you to recall. He'll remind you and bring to your remembrance everything that I have told you. That is a promise to you and I, that God is going to send one like Him to be our helper, to be our strengthener, to be our advocate, to be our coach, to stand by you at all times, to give you whatever you need, to strengthen you, to infuse you with inner strength, to be your GPS when you get lost. He'll redirect you. When you do the wrong thing, He'll remind you, Nana, turn this way. You see, in life, we need a coach. Come on, shout out to Coach Joe and Coach Andy, mighty man. That was awesome. And Coach Pastor Sam. See, in life, we need a coach. Say, you know what? Get up. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Get up. Keep going. You got more strength in you than you think you do have. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Come on, you are the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. I've given you greatness. So don't settle for anything less than I've given you. The Holy Spirit is our coach. He was promised to us to coach us, to remind us. Get up. Get up. Keep going. Get up. See, we're living in a time and age where there's so much oppression that we need to understand that we have a helper to be there with us. You know, yesterday I was driving and I heard one of my girls in the back seat of the car. I got a 3-year-old and she's got older sisters. So she learns a few words and a few phrases that are a bit beyond a 3-year-old. You know what I mean? So I'm driving out of nowhere. She just turns to one of her sisters and goes, suck it up, buttercup. I'm like, oh, dub. Hold up. Where did that come from? But she's like, you know what? Stop whinging. Suck it up, buttercup. That's a 3-year-old. I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, what do I need to do here? What happens when she's 5? Pray for me, oh my gosh. Woo-wee. Hey, but I don't know, man. Sometimes I feel like the Holy Spirit needs to remind us. Suck it up, Buttercup. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Come on now. Get up, get going, and keep moving. Get up, get going, and keep moving. You got more in you than you think you do. Come on. That is the promise that's been given to us. Sorry, mate. I apologize. I didn't mean that. See, the Holy Spirit came to restore Eden in us. See, in the beginning, Adam and Eve had the privilege of walking in the cool of the day with God the Father. They were in communion with the Father. They were in deep, intimate relationship with the Father. Intimate relationship with the Father. That's exactly what the Holy Spirit came to do. He came to give us that ability to relate to the Father, to commune with the Father, to understand that He wants to be so close to us that He feels exactly as we feel. But as we continue to commune with the Holy Spirit and commune with God, what happens is we begin to really worship Him, because the closer we get to Him, the more we are aware of His greatness. And when we commune with Him and our communion turns into worship, we become like Him. Just like we heard last week, whatever you worship, you become. We begin to reflect the image of the Father because we understand who He is. We begin to understand that, man, if I've got the Holy Spirit, I can embody this. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. See, that right there is a picture of great abundance. When you live in abundance, you begin to really be fruitful as you reflect the image of God. You begin to be abundantly fruitful in every area of your life. You begin to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And beyond that, you begin to exhibit the essence of what the Holy Spirit is and who He is. Abundance begins to flow on you, but through you, because you understand who you carry and you understand the greatness of what you possess. That is our promise. That is exactly what we've been given. Acts chapter 2 says, this promise is to you, to your children, and those far away, all who have been called by the Lord Jesus. Turn to anybody and say, that is your promise. Now, it's really important we grasp this, because the enemy wants us to live oblivious to a promise. He doesn't want us to activate the full power that has been given to us. But when you know your promise and you know your rightful inheritance, when you know that this is a gift that's been given to you, you are aware of what you carry. We have to understand that this promise is for all of us. Now, our posture is important. Church, everybody say posture. See, our posture should be similar to the posture of the disciples. Number one, they waited on God. Acts chapter 1 says, and being assembled together with them, He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water. Come on, shout out to everybody that got baptized today. How amazing was that? Absolutely incredible. This morning in our 11:30 service, we had a 97-year-old get baptized. 97 years old. Come on, it's not too late for you. 97-year-old, she decided, I want to get baptized. It was amazing to see four generations represented, seeing her getting baptized. Absolutely amazing. Now, we are a church for all. I love that about our church, yeah? We're not a young people church. We are a church for all generations. Can I get an amen for that? Every generation represented. We're called to empower generations, to win generations. This promise is a promise for generations. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not so many days from now. See, to wait simply means to expect to look for, to long for. Jesus told the disciples to wait. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let's wait on God. Let's not be impatient, but let's wait on the Holy Spirit. Whatever situation you're facing right now, wait on God. Wait on Him to lead you. Trust Him to guide you. Trust Him to bring back your son or daughter back into the house of God. Wait on Him as you prepare for your exams. Wait on Him with great expectation. See, they waited. You got to imagine when Jesus ascended to heaven, they would have been a little confused because they expect that Jesus is going to be coming on the throne. It's going to be a great army taking over and repositioning or giving the Israelites their independence. But as they were waiting, they decided to trust the word of Jesus. Wait, I'm going to wait on me. I'm going to send you a gift, one better like me, one that's going to empower you to do greater things than I've done. And they learned to trust God as they waited. While they were waiting, they were devoted to prayer. That's point number two. They were devoted to prayer. Acts chapter 1, 14 says, Acts chapter 1, 14, they all met together and were constantly united in prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and several other women and the brothers of Jesus. See, prayer is us inviting God to take center stage in every situation in our lives. Prayer is saying, God, I need you to be the one that leads me, the one that guides me. Prayer is a posture of humility. Prayer helps you make sense of the mess, make sense of the confusion. Prayer will keep you calm in the storm. See, they had no idea what they were waiting for. But they were united together in prayer. See, when we learn to humble ourselves and pray, God promised that He'll come down from heaven above and He'll heal our land. This is a day and age when we as the church need to understand the power of prayer more than ever before. Now, we had Pastor Andrew Corson come and visit us a few weeks ago. I really want to encourage you to check out the podcast on his message on prayer. Because prayer unlocks abundance in your life. Prayer is the key to us winning this city. Prayer is what's going to allow us to go to a whole new level. Ephesians 6:18 says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert. Turn to your neighbor and say, stay alert. And be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. See, they were praying before the Holy Spirit came. Even after the Holy Spirit was given to them, they continued to pray. The church was built on prayer. And as we position ourselves in that posture, waiting on God, in the posture of prayer, we are activating the flow of the Holy Spirit. There's a river that flows through every believer. That's a good rhyme right there. River that flows through every believer. There's a river that flows through every believer. And that river is one thing that God wants to continue to pour out even more and more and more and more. There's a greater outpouring available to this generation. There's got to be an overflow of this river. So we need to learn to position ourselves, to posture ourselves, to continually activate that river. Point number three, they were in one accord. Don't you ever say one accord. They valued unity. Acts chapter 2 verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. There's power in unity. See, the disciples had to resolve all their differences. See, now these men were carrying all sorts of issues. They'd seen Jesus die. They'd seen one of their brothers betray Jesus. They'd seen another brother deny Jesus. They were so lost that some of them had gotten back to their old profession. They'd gone back fishing again. There wasn't much unity amongst this 12 or 11 at this point. But God said, as you are waiting, as you are praying, pray and wait in one accord. Where there's unity, there's a commanded blessing. There's a flow that happens. In order for us to activate this river and continue allowing this river to flow to a greater level, we have to understand the power of unity. That when we're united, the Holy Spirit flows through the church like never before. Come on, do I have any men in the house? Any men who enjoyed Mighty Conference? See, what happened with Mighty Conference is that we came into this place united. 40 Strong allowed us to stand together alongside another brother and say, hey, I'm believing for you. And I'm believing that God is going to move in your life just like he's going to move in my life. Now, I heard that from the very first song that was sung here on that Friday night, the power of God fell in this place and continued to fall over the entire weekend. Why? Because men were united together in spirit. Men decided that we're going to come, we're going to believe for greatness. We're going to understand the power of unity. That's a picture of what God wants us to be as a church. United, strong, in one accord. When we stand in one accord, nothing can defeat us. Nothing can stand in the way when we decide to come together. Nothing can stop the church if the church decides to rise up and come together. If we decide to take away all those denominational divides and come together in true unity, nothing can stand in the way of us coming together in unity. Genesis 11:6 says, look, he said, the people are united and they all speak the same language. After this, nothing they set out to do will be impossible for them. This is a story in the Old Testament when the people had one language, one common language, the entire world. And they decided to build a tower so tall because the idea was like, we want to build a tower to get to heaven. Their motives were all wrong. So God came down and stopped the agenda. But in that moment, their languages were divided. Because God said, you know what? These people are so united and they have one language that if they decide to do anything, they will do it. But because their hearts are in the wrong place, I can't allow that to happen. But friend, years later, on the day of Pentecost, God said, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. I'm going to give them one language for them to be united. I'm going to allow them to understand the power that flows through them. That together, when they stand in one accord, nothing they do will be impossible. Nothing is going to stand in the way of the church as we unite with one language, one voice. That is our posture. That we learn to wait on God. That we learn to pray. That we stand together in one accord. Friend, if we maintain that posture, nothing will stop us. Nothing will stop you. Nothing will stop your family. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Because you allow the flow of the Holy Spirit to come through you. Wherever your foot treads will be your inheritance. You step into that office and shift atmospheres immediately. You step into that school and demand that things change immediately because you know the authority that you carry. You walk into that university and demand that things shift. That the ideologies that are trying to pull down the name of God, you silence them. God is waiting for you and I to understand the power of the Holy Spirit. To understand what we carry. That is our purpose. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you will receive power. Turn to your neighbor and say power. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you'll be my witnesses. Telling people about me everywhere. In Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That is our purpose. That is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. That we are empowered to be His witnesses. To go and make disciples of the nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's empowered you and I to know what we carry. Do you know your purpose? Do you know why you've been empowered? Do you understand the greatness that you carry? Are you truly alive? Or are you just existing? Friend, the Holy Spirit came down upon the 120 that were gathered in the upper room. And they began to speak in other languages. God began to move in a powerful way. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately they received. And they released what they received. The Apostle Peter stood up and boldly shared a sermon, testifying about Jesus Christ, how He came to save the lost. And immediately, God added 3,000 people to the church out of that one moment. And has continued to add people to the church daily, because these apostles decided to understand the power that they carry. Today, on this day of Pentecost, we're not just remembering an event that happened 2,000 years ago, but God is reminding us that I am ready to pour out my Spirit. It's a continual baptism. I'm ready to pour out my Spirit again. I'm ready to activate my church again. I'm ready to remind you all of your purpose, of why you were created, or why you were given this gift. I'm ready to empower you. Anybody here hungry for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Anybody here saying, God, I want more. I just desire more of your presence in my life. Anybody here tired of second guessing themselves, just not sure of who they are, or coming out of church on Sunday full of boldness, but on Monday you wake up feeling like you're on half tank or running on empty? Friend, there's an outpouring available that doesn't stop. Just posture yourself, wait on the Holy Spirit. Stand together in one accord. Would you lift up your hands in this place? Come on, begin to pray in your heavenly language, if you can pray in your heavenly language. There's a fresh outpouring available for us today. God is not a man that He should lie. His word does not return void. On the day of Pentecost, all believers were gathered together in one meeting place in one accord. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like a roaring of a mighty windstorm. And it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each one of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. Father, we ask for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit right now. We ask that you'd fill us again, Lord. Would you pour out your Holy Spirit upon every person here today, Lord? We ask for more of your outpouring, Lord. We are hungry for your presence, Father. We are hungry for a fresh touch from you. We need your anointing, Lord Jesus. Would you anoint the youngest to the oldest right now, Father? Fill him up, fill him up, fill him up, fill him up, fill him up.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.